Chapter 13.
It's that room over there.
Ida pointed to a room down the hall, where there was a bustle of activity. Nance, Ruth, and Helen took off toward it, with Lexi following slowly behind. Nance stopped at the doorway.
We can't get in, she whispered. Helen, see if you can get some pictures with your camera glasses.
Lexi followed Helen, standing on her tippy toes and craning her neck to look into the room. Inside, a body lay at an odd angle on the bed. The pillows were tossed on the floor, and the sheets were bunched up. Some members of the staff stood around, their faces masks of concern. Lexi caught the eye of Cassie's cousin Sam, who flitted nervously at the end of the bed. She raised her eyebrows and jerked her head to get Sam to come out into the hallway.
What's going on? Lexi asked.
Sam took a deep breath.
It looks like Mr. Turco has been killed.
She glanced back into the room. We're waiting for the police. Lexi felt her heart lurch. Would Jack be coming here? She didn't know if it was such a good idea for him to find her here, given the current tension between them on the subject of her investigating murders.
Why would someone kill him? Lexi asked.
Sam started to chew her bottom lip.
No one knows. He was in a lot of pain. Maybe someone wanted to put him out of his misery.
Do you have any idea who that might be?
Sam glanced up the hallway, moved a step closer to Lexi, and lowered her voice.
I've been thinking about how you asked about Nurse Rothschild the other day, and you're right. She isn't a kind and caring nurse. I think it could have been her.
Lexi felt her heartbeat speed up.
Do you have any proof?
No, just a feeling.
Move it along, ladies. One of the nurses came out into the hall, giving Sam a pointed look, then shooing Lexi, Nance, Ruth, and Helen down the hall away from the room. Ida popped her head out of a room at the end of the hallway and beckoned them inside.
Did you see anything?
Ida asked in a hushed tone.
Too many people in there,
Nance replied.
How's Norman?
Lexi looked at the bed where Norman lay sleeping. He looked tired and worn.
He's doing okay. The pain meds really knock him out, so I'm just letting him sleep.
Lexi heard a commotion in the hall and felt her stomach drop when she saw Jack accompanied by a crew of police. As if feeling her gaze, he glanced over, his face registering surprise when he recognized her. Lexi gave him a smile and half wave.
Jack's here,
Lexi whispered to the other women.
Oh, good,
Nan said.
Is he coming over?
Yep. Lexi felt a pit of doom in her stomach. She started to get a little lightheaded and nauseous, and her annoying eye twitch started up again. Her legs threatened to collapse out from under her. She folded herself into a chair and put her head between her legs, just as Jack strode into the room.
Lexi, are you okay?
His voice was peppered with concern.
Uh-huh. I forgot to eat breakfast this morning and got a little lightheaded is all, she said from in between her legs.
Jack squeezed the back of her neck.
Are you still dieting? I told you, I was only kidding. You look fine. Perfect.
Lexi felt her heart flutter and lifted her head.
Thanks.
So, you guys finally see that something suspicious is going on here,
Nan said.
Yeah, looks like the killer botched the job. Maybe someone came by before they were done. Anyway, it definitely looks like this one was murder.
Jack said, looking over at the door.
I can't say about the others, though.
Do you have a suspect?
I just got here. Haven't even had a chance to properly look at the scene.
We have a couple of suspects if you want to know what we've found,
Nance offered. Jack narrowed his eyes at her.
How did you girls get down here so fast, anyway?
My boyfriend Norman is here with the gout, and I happened to be visiting and heard the commotion. Ida nodded toward Norman, still asleep in the bed. Jack raised an eyebrow at Nance, Ruth, and Helen.
Ida called us and we came right away, Nance said.
And you, Lexi?
Lexi felt her stomach flutter as Jack directed his gaze toward her.
I just happened to be visiting Nance, she shrugged.
Okay, well, I have to get to work, but I want you ladies to be very careful. I have a hunch about this case, and if I'm right, we could be dealing with someone desperately dangerous.
Jack's face was grim as he looked at each of them.
I don't want any of you to get hurt.
He bent down and kissed Lexi's forehead.
And that goes double for you, he said, then strode out of the room.